Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to more Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the site. Tonight, in studio, Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can check out Derek's website at Derek... Oops.
TheDerekJ.com.
I still have the old one in mind. TheDerekJ.com is the new site, but the old site still works, right?
Actually, it doesn't. It got crazy expensive, so they fooled me on it. It was a .me.
Oh, no.
And don't... You know, for the listeners out there, don't get fooled by this. A lot of websites will, like... make it really cheap for you to have a weird domain extension for the first year or something. Or
what
2 years
what
or
they
whatever
could, what was it at first, and then what did they track it up to?
$8 to $40. Mm. Which $40 is not crazy. I could have dumped the money on it and been like, but then it was going to be $40 every year. And it's like,
geez.
Is it really worth it? I don't think so. So I just changed the domain.
So, okay, so we can't give out the old one
anymore. It's a .com. TheDerekJ.com.
TheDerekJ.com. Great blog site. Lots of content.
I do a lot of my own stuff on video recording around Keene, New Hampshire. Like, there was, you know, the SWAT videos that you mentioned will be going up there. And Freedom Fiends I'll be hosting later. You'll see the podcast there at
audio, TheDerekJ.com. Video, blogs.
Yes.
All things Derek J.
Yeah. All things freedom. You know, I just want to increase freedom. In your life and mine.
TheDerekJ.com. I do have an expensive domain. LRN.FM is $70 a year.
Yeah, .FMs are a lot. I remember looking that up for Peace News back in the day. Well, anyway, yes, I have a story about a man.
Oh, yes, the Eric Garner situation. Let's get into that, shall we?
Can we?
Because I think we could always keep talking about public property and things like that. So, yeah, let's do it. This is another one that I had in prep tonight as well. So, we had synergy on this one as well.
Well, headline, man imprisoned after filming Eric Garner's death, refusing to eat rat poison found in jail food.
And wasn't he in there? I know this is what the story, this isn't what the story is necessarily about, but wasn't he in there on some kind of trumped up nonsense charge too? I don't remember what it was, but I remember we did read about this guy, that the guy who filmed Eric Garner being choked to death in New York City over the summer was he himself arrested and charged with something. I'll have to look it up and see what it was.
Possession of a firearm.
This article
gets into
it. Okay, good.
So, 22-year-old Ramsey Orta, the young man who filmed the NYPD killing Eric Garner, was arrested shortly after on trumped-up charges. He's since been locked up at the notorious Rikers Prison in New York. And this story comes to us from thefreethoughtproject.com, where John Vibes writes today. Immediately following the killing of Eric Garner, Orta was stalked and targeted by police. They allegedly scrutinized Orta's daily life until they were able to find something to charge him with. Eventually, he was confronted by police who illegally searched him and arrested him for the nonviolent crime of carrying an unregistered firearm.
In New York City.
That's correct. Orta had expressed concern for his safety after his arrest because he was sure that the police were retaliating against him for exposing what they had done to Eric Garner. While in prison, Orta has taken seemingly drastic measures to ensure that he is not killed by the gang he witnessed murder Eric Garner. Orta has been refusing to eat as he fears that guards may poison him because he is a high-profile opponent of police brutality. Sadly, Orta's fears were well-founded. While he's been behind bars at Rikers, dozens of other inmates have reported traces of rat poison in their food, a claim that was actually recently admitted by prison officials.
Now, this is shocking. I mean, how would the inmate have known there was a trace of rat poison in their food? I mean, how do you determine that as an inmate? I mean, I'm not doubting it was true, but
you can see them.
See the actual little nibblets of poison or something?
Yeah, they're like green and black pellets.
Okay.
So here it is. So it was reported by the New York Post last month that 19 different inmates were denied medical testing after bluish-green pellets were found in their food.
Wow.
That's creepy, man.
The prison admitted that these pellets were rat poison, but failed to give inmates the medical attention and failed to offer any kind of explanation as to why the prison's food was tainted with rat poison. Now, Ian, you and I have both worked in the jail kitchen.
Yeah.
We would know, it would be no accident that something would go out with rat poison in it. There's not like, oh, something fell from the ceiling and, you know, there were some rats. Like, oh, it's so dirty. This could just happen by accident.
I didn't see any poison around in that kitchen.
No. There's a line. Like, there's a line, you know, these meals have to be prepared quickly. And so it's done sort of in a assembly line style. Yeah. And so every person has domain over what they're adding. Who's in charge of adding the rat poison? I'd like to know.
Well, I presume that this kitchen in this jail is also inmate run. So it makes me wonder, you know, is the rat poison being added after the fact, or are the inmates themselves involved in this? I suspect if it's being added, it's probably being added after the fact, unless the inmates are being paid or being given some sort of a spiff to incentivize them to poison some of the fellow inmates.
Well, okay, so having...
And why not crush the rat poison up? I mean, I don't know anything about anything, but...
You'd think that they would crush up the rat poison.
Maybe to send a message.
It could be very well be that. But also, let's not forget that, food gets poisoned by inmates all the time. I spent some time in prison, and I can tell you that inmates would do something that they call booming, was the terminology where we were, that they would spit or pee or ejaculate into the food. Now, this isn't high-level poisoning, but it is low-level poisoning, right?
I call it adulteration.
Okay, fine. Adulteration, any of those
it's
things
gross.
Is fine.
But you're not going to die from it.
So, I mean, if you're in Rikers Island, the most notorious county jail in the United States, I suppose...
Is this more notorious than Joe Arpaio's jail?
It's got a longer history.
I've definitely heard bad things about Rikers, but it's not recently.
It's got a longer history, so I'm just going to go for that.
Yeah.
Fine. Among the two most notorious county jails in the U.S.
There's probably all kinds of bad stuff that goes on here. You don't hear usually about the bad stuff that happens in jails because it's so regular. It's such a common occurrence. And the guys that are in the jails, they don't hardly know anybody on the outside. And the people they know on the outside are usually their wives or girlfriends and, family members. And they don't have the media connections that it takes to actually get the word out about all the terrible abuses that happen in so many different jails. The one in Manchester is also renowned as a terrible jail.
It's a terrible jail. There's no doubt about it.
Murders. We've known people in there who said that people were murdered on a monthly basis by the jail guards in the Manchester jail.
It's a frightening claim. Thank goodness, I've never been in a place like that. But I think that, what we're dealing with here could very well be just some inmate who found some rat poison who's a jerk, a big old jerk.
But there were 19 inmates who had their...
Well, he put it in the food, right? Like, so it could have put it in the beans or whatever.
Okay. I think that's a plausible... It's as plausible of an explanation as anything else.
I don't know. Well, Orta, this man in question, has been refusing to eat.
Can't blame him.
So he hasn't ingested any of the food laced with rat poison, and he's not one of the 19 inmates in question. However, his health is deteriorating, and
he's skinny, right? He's not a big guy, is he?
No, he was already small when he came in.
That's not
good. Now he's becoming malnourished due to the lack of food. I wonder if they'll start an injection thing with him. Yeah. So
it probably won't be an injection. They'll probably shove tubes up his nose, which is horrifying.
Yeah, because, let's remember, this whole thing, according to this article, started under false pretense that they didn't have any, the police didn't have a legitimate cause
to
search him.
Yeah,
and so they discovered this gun, and they didn't have legitimate authority to search him in the first place. So speaking in an exclusive interview with the Free Thought Project, Danette Chavez, organizer and founder of National Action Against Police Brutality, pointed out the following. It's imperative that each and every one of us watch this case closely, for what is being done to Ramsey Orta is being done across the United States to those who would resist the oppressive forces of police.
Let's talk about it more here in a moment here with more from thefreethoughtproject.com.
That's correct.
It's a great website. They've always got really interesting coverage, and of course the editorial viewpoint there is very, very principled, libertarian at least, from what I can tell. John Vibes and the crew over there do a great job. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts. Who's behind this poisoning? What do you think? It's Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's a Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here at 855-453, 855-450-3733. And you can also join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in studio tonight, Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Derek J's website, thederekj.com. Our site, freetalklive.com. We accept Bitcoin, and Derek J, so do you.
Yeah.
In fact, you only accept cryptocurrencies. No Federal Reserve notes allowed.
That's right.
We'll still take the
Federal Reserve. Sorry to be exclusive.
We'll still take the Federal Reserve notes. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to amp up with Federal Reserve notes, but hopefully we'll be adding Bitcoin to our AMP program in the near future. I can't say when, but
oh, really?
Sometime this year. I feel safe saying that, because you know, these web development things, they take a lot of time. Whenever you put a date, an end date, or a target date on a web development project, it always goes over the target date, so hopefully I'll be within that target date. But in the meantime, if you've got some Bitcoin burning a hole in your wallet, you just want to donate it, you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. And more importantly, we can now accept dozens of cryptocurrencies. Dozens of them. No, so it used to be that you could go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, and we had our Bitcoin address there, and we had a Litecoin address there. Well, now you can do Litecoin, you can do Namecoin, you can do PP coin, whatever that one stands for, Shadow Cash, you can do whatever some of the other ones, NFT, Dashcoin, Doge. So, I mean, there's literally 24 of these altcoins. I don't know what they all are, but there's 24 of them. You go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, scroll down just a little bit, right underneath the Bitcoin portion, there's a section called Altcoin Tip Jar. And Shapeshift.io, which is Eric Voorhees' new project, he's a Free Talk Live listener from a long time ago, and a Free State Project participant, he launched this, what I consider to be really useful website, Shapeshift.io, that allows anybody with any of these 24 of the most popular altcoins out there. So you got a bunch of Doge you don't know what the heck you can do with? Well, send them to us. You can do it easily now over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. And the cool thing about Shapeshift is it automatically translates those Doge into Bitcoin. So I don't have to spend time, you know, getting a Doge wallet and then, you know, going and trying to get a, an account on some exchange website and then having to put in the order to sell my Doge. No, now it's just done instantly, as soon as you, or as close to instant as you can get with changing cryptocurrencies. You just go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, use the Pay with Altcoins button, and then just send us whatever altcoin you want. There's 24 of them there. Very cool. And you can add this to your website, too, by the way. It's very easy to do. I put it on FreeKeen, I put it on lrn.fm, and I put it on bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, I just went and checked it out. It looks really easy to use. There's only one button that you really have to use, just a select down menu of pay with, and then it's got the address to send to. A couple other inputs are optional, but that's all it takes.
Super easy. They've done an amazing job on it. So, lots to talk about here tonight. Derek J. continuing with the story from thefreethoughtproject.com about the gentleman who is currently in prison on gun charges in New York City. He had a firearm without a permission slip, which I imagine is a pretty serious offense in New York City.
Of course, it's completely legal here in New Hampshire.
Well, yes, that's correct. If you've got it concealed, it may not be completely legal, and he didn't have it concealed.
It would be a misdemeanor. It wouldn't send him to Rikers.
Is it a misdemeanor here?
Yeah.
Then? Is it a Class A misdemeanor? Is it jailable?
I don't even know if it's an arrestable offense.
Yeah, I don't know
either.
I feel like it might be a violation.
Yeah, it's like a $40 fine or something, slap on the wrist.
I'll have to look into that.
Yeah.
But tell me more, because he says he's worried about getting poisoned. This guy doesn't have a lot of meat on his bones. I remember seeing him in a photograph, and he didn't look like a huge guy. Like, Eric Garner was a meaty guy. Like, he was a big man.
He could have lost a little weight.
Yeah, this guy is now going on a hunger, or he's been on a hunger strike in jail, and it's become detrimental to his health. But he's worried about being poisoned, and for good reason. They found rat poison in these people's food in his wing of the prison.
You're only paranoid if you're wrong, you know? This guy actually did find rat poison.
Yeah, so tell me more about this.
Well, according to the article at thefreethoughtproject.com, Orta's situation is dire. There's only so long that a person can go without adequate nutrition, and it's now been proven that the food in prison cannot be trusted. Not for your average inmate, and especially not for controversial ones. His bail has been set at $16,250, and his family cannot afford to pay it.
Oh, man.
I'm surprised somebody hasn't stepped forward on
that. I'm amazed that someone hasn't stepped forward on that. That's shocking.
Well, maybe they needed indie media to report this fact. Maybe
yeah,
people
maybe
weren't aware.
Now. That's certainly true.
Well, this is a life-and-death situation, so his family has started a fundraiser to help with the legal fees.
Okay.
Unfortunately, however, the campaign has only raised a fraction of its goal, so please consider donating. According to this article, it says a link to the fundraiser if you have the means. Orta was not the only person to be targeted for filming the Garner murder either. Hmm. As we reported last month, Taisha Allen also filmed the death of Eric Garner and is speaking out and saying that her involvement with the case has put her has made her a target on her back with the NYPD.
Not a surprise.
Yeah.
This is a criminal gang from top to bottom. They will do whatever it takes to defend their own.
Yeah, I think that oftentimes when you find the bigger cities, you'll find the more corrupt departments. But
I don't know if that's true.
Not always. I said oftentimes.
Okay.
So what you'll see is, however, that generally when any department, police department, sees some kind of bad press, they'll close ranks to some extent. So even the best department, you're going to see this. That transparency isn't what they excel at. Why should they? You're forced to fund them.
More here, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. I mean, I don't think there's anybody's going to take the side of, yeah, we should poison this guy. So,
what's the issue?
You're welcome to comment on this. I mean, maybe you've got a situation with the police that you want to tell us about. Obviously, you hear a lot about that, Derek J., on Wednesday nights when you host Cop Block Radio. There's no shortage of people that have similar stories of being harassed by the police.
Oh,
this is just
yeah.
the worst of the worst.
It's crazy. It happens all the time. I guess the best thing that people can do if they are relatively free right now, if you're on the outside, is carry a video camera. Make sure you're always recording, because if there were some cell phone audio or video of Orta being arrested, I'm sure that would have come out by now, and it would have done something to prevent him from being in jail in the first place, maybe to say, hey, this was an unlawful search, I never consented to this, something.
But do you think, Derek Jay, I mean, I agree with your advice, by the way. I think it's
yeah.
a good idea to have a video camera. If you've got
he
a smartphone.
Always be recording. That's going to be difficult for people.
Who said that?
Derek Jay. Just now.
Always be recording?
That's what he said.
That.
I didn't remember.
You said always be recording.
He must have misspoken. Okay. You're going to burn your battery down in like half a second.
That won't work. There are some devices, however, Mark, that are wearable. It's almost like those iPod Nano size things. It's about the size of maybe your thumb or a quarter. And it takes pictures on a regular basis,
every
minute or something. Yeah, it'll take a snapshot of where you are, and if you press it, then it'll start recording live video. So
there are solutions out there.
I wondered whether you meant it. I wasn't, I'm like, really? Because Derek J. would know how to do this.
I've got Bambuser on my phone, and I know you do as well, Derek J., and it's literally, what takes the most time is putting in the passcode on my phone. Otherwise, it's, one press on Bambuser, the app loads up, and then I hit the record button, and I'm streaming live. There's a notice that goes out to Facebook so all of my friends can know what's happening. You have a similar situation set up with your Bambuser. There's different networks that you can connect to, Twitter, etc. We'll come back with more recommendations. You can share your story, 855-453, and more about this if there's something. It's Free Talk Live.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. The polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of Go Foods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Join us toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. Recording the police can be hazardous to your health, unfortunately, and that is the message they want to send. Have you been scared away from doing it? I mean, there's this guy in prison now for recording the police in New York City when they were arresting Eric Garner, and now someone appears to be trying to poison him, or at the very least a cell block in which he is residing at the moment. We'll continue with, of course, your calls if you make them at 855-450-FREE, and don't forget you can join us online over at freetalklive.com where you can get interactive, and if you want, you can support the show by shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale. So I've actually just ordered something through something actually on my wish list over at Amazon today. I just love shopping at Amazon. They've got so much over there, so many great products, such great deals, and you get the same great prices you're used to when you enter through our affiliate link over at shop.freetalklive.com. There are actually three links. There's one to Amazon Canada, one to Amazon UK, and one to Amazon US. So please and thank you. Go and do your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Now, Derek J., you're telling us about this gentleman. What was his name again? I apologize. I don't have it in front of me.
Orta is his last name. Ramsey is his first.
Ramsey Orta. He is in Rikers jail in New York and is currently on a hunger strike. Mm-hmm. There's an update to this case that you just received directly from John Vibes, the author of the article here, correct?
Yes, that's correct. John Vibes, who reported this story for thefreethoughtproject.com, reports to me that he is speaking with his family now and that they have received new hope because of the support that they're getting for this story.
That's nice.
The news is spreading so far and wide beyond their expectations, and whereas before they felt pretty hopeless, now they are turning over a new leaf.
Now,
I suspect they did.
Did they also mention getting some extra financial support as well? Is that something that's been rolling in?
I don't know. That hasn't been confirmed, but I would imagine.
Did you see the fundraiser?
Yeah, let me check on that, and I'll report back to you.
Excellent. So you can share your thoughts here about the police. Looks actually pretty good now. I just clicked on the fundraiser. $12,000 out of their $16,000 goal.
All right.
So well on the way to success there,
yeah.
And they've pulled that off already in under a month.
And a lot of them, I'm looking at some of the most recent donations of the last 15 of them. The least recent is 13 minutes ago, so, and the most recent is 5 minutes ago.
I guess
so a lot of them are coming in right now.
I'm going to put the link up to that on our Facebook and Twitter so you can easily access it. I've already linked to the article, but I'll also put a direct link to the GoFundMe here. So if you would like to help Ramsey, hopefully he'll get out of this alive. Because right now it's looking pretty scary at the moment. And that's what they want, right? They want people to be intimidated. They want you to think twice about recording the police. So, Derek J., you're saying have an app on your phone, have a camera device, have something on you to where you can start recording at a moment's notice if you see the police abusing somebody. But isn't it the fact that the police want you to be afraid? That's why they're doing this. That's why they targeted Ramsey. That's why they targeted the young lady who was also recording. They're targeting cameramen. They're attacking cameramen. They're stealing cameras. Shouldn't people be scared into silence and submission?
That's up to them. That's their choice if they're going to be scared into silence and submission. I'm not.
Why aren't you scared?
I don't know. Maybe I'm stupid because I think I've done a couple of things.
Some people have accused you of that.
There is a fine line right. Between bravery and stupidity.
Yeah, but I've done a couple of things to limit the risks involved in me recording the police. One thing is I moved to New Hampshire.
Mm.
So recording police in places like Los Angeles and New York City is a little more risky because those police officers have a history of violence and getting away with it. And in New Hampshire, that's just not the case. In fact, the opposite is true. They've been trained by the activists to respect recordings, and to a degree that I am just constantly amazed. Like, yesterday, there was an event called Social Sunday here in Keene, New Hampshire, and a police officer made the mistake of pulling someone over very close to a bunch of activists.
Oh, I wasn't there for this part. It must have happened after I left.
Yeah, I'm sorry you missed it, because about 12 activists poured out and were video recording within seconds of this man being pulled over. The police officer, not shaken or intimidated by the activists, probably... Well aware.
Annoyed.
No, I couldn't tell from a distance.
Okay.
So I knew one of them was one of the local police, Kevin Gina. But the other I couldn't identify. Either way, what's cool is the activists can pretty much surround a police officer here in Keene, and they don't even acknowledge that
they
didn't
yell, get back!
Right. No. They're within feet of
this
officer and this driver. And even some of the activists were going up to the driver who was the victim here and pulled over and, presumably consulting with him, letting him know, you have the right to refuse a search. And this man ended up getting away with just a warning.
So in a lot of places, it wouldn't play out the same way. I mean, we've seen
right.
To anyone that's watched enough cop block videos, copblock.org, great website. They report on police abuse and, accountability issues all the time. And they encourage people to record videos as well. But, I remember a situation in Austin, Texas, where John Bush was threatened and I think ultimately arrested, or his buddy was arrested for, some cop just arbitrarily saying, "You got to get behind that pole over there," or something. He just didn't like that they were recording within a relative close area, and so just arbitrarily ordering them
that pole there
to get away.
Well, It can be scary. I mean, I've been arrested for video recording. You have been.
Yep.
James Cleveland, another activist.
I don't know if I've ever been arrested for video recording.
I've been
arrested for a lot of things.
It seems like you would have been. But
you certainly tried.
Dave Ridley has been arrested for video recording. Many activists in Keene and the New Hampshire area have
I've been threatened for it, for sure.
But once it's over, once you go through the charges in jail, even if you're found guilty or if they're thrown out, once it's over, it's like, well, that wasn't so scary. I feel like you could do that again.
Sure.
You know,
you're
for this
confidence gains.
Yeah, Ramsey Orta, you know, he's in a bad situation right now. He's in prison. He's worried for his life and his health. But when it's over, I'm sure he's not going to be intimidated and threatened to not video record the police ever again. If anything, he's probably emboldened by this. He's going to record them more often.
Yeah, that's true. There's a certain personality type who does not react in the way that the police want with their intimidating tactics. Another tactic they'll use is to claim they are scared of your camera, that they think it is a gun.
Yeah, this is so ridiculous. When you're talking about smartphones, which are about, maybe a quarter inch tops thick, you can't fit a bullet in there.
Right. And I've never heard a New Hampshire cop make that claim before, but we did have our friend James Cleveland, who was played with the you need to move back move, where the state police told him at a scene, which was actually turned out to be a suicide scene, but they called out the Bearcat and the SWAT team and all that. And James, one of his mistakes was he was alone, so he didn't have two or three or a dozen people nearby to back him up, and I think that's a huge factor in this. But so it's not to say New Hampshire is perfect. It's just generally a safer place to record the police.
Yeah.
The people in this case, they were mostly state police, so they don't have the same level of experience as like the Keene City cops do with dealing with activists. But certainly the state police know who many of us are, and they know that we're out there.
The state police are still, to some extent, of the mind that they can use brute force against the activists and have some kind of good result.
Well, he was found guilty.
That's the first, sort of thought process behind the police is we'll just stop this by arrest. Testing them. At some point or another, the sheer number, the sheer volume of situations, like, we have to have another approach. But I'd like to point out, and I think this is really important, is this is illegal as hell.
What is?
The cops choosing to arrest people for filming.
Looked illegal. It looks illegal, but a judge found James guilty.
No.
Legal from their perspective.
Did he have a lawyer?
No, he did not.
Yeah, it's always tough.
The lawyer, even if he had a lawyer, it wouldn't have necessarily saved him. I mean, Derek J.
But that's on
the
local level, too.
You had the best gun attorney in the state, Evan Knappen, in your case, and you were still found responsible or whatever. I don't know, it wasn't guilty. It was like you were still found that you shouldn't be able to have a concealed weapon in your case by the judge. So
only in
the fact
town.
That you had a fancy attorney didn't help you.
Yeah.
But let's not forget that this is on the local level. It's rare that you get actual justice at the district court level. You usually have to take it up the line.
James is appealing. He's going to a jury trial next.
The circuit courts have ruled over and over again that it is legal to film a public servant on public property doing the public's will while they're getting paid public money.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. I'm going to post this GoFundMe here in just a moment on our Facebook and Twitter. You can access both of those by going to news.freetalklive.com and share your thoughts about police interactions, recording the cops, maybe share an experience you've had. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. In the remaining moments, which is what we're in right now, you still have time to get your thoughts on the air. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. We're talking about recording the cops.
Yeah, and earlier we were talking about people's ability to be recording at all times. And I know that's really difficult, but one of the most likely times that you'll interact with police is on the road.
Mm.
And it's very easy to be recording while you're on the road because dash cams are becoming more and more affordable and available.
Freedomcam.net.
You even mentioned Amazon has there's an affiliate link for Free Talk Live.
That's right. At shop.freetalklive.com.
And I was just perusing there myself and purchased a dash cam through Amazon and through Free Talk Live's affiliate link. So I think that is something that people can do today that will increase their freedom, make them feel hopefully a lot safer.
It's like an insurance policy almost, because not only does it help protect you against the police and their abuse, but it can also help you out in an accident, because those things are recording at all times.
Sure.
And so you could prove that you were in the right in an accident with this thing.
In some places, it'll even lower your insurance rates. So,
wow.
Get a dash cam. It gives you more freedom, and there's no reason not to.
Yeah, I agree with that. And also, but how, you know, if you do have a smartphone as well, you should have an instant streaming app like Bambuser on there. It's Bambuser. It's free to download and easy to install. Just what I've got is I've got the icon on my homepage on my phone, so I just have to hit the home button. If I'm in any other app, I just hit the home button and it takes me right to my homepage, and then I can start up Bambuser from there. It's literally 2 to 3 presses at most before I'm recording live to the internet.
I was able to do that just 2 days ago. I was pulled over here in New Hampshire and was left with a warning after live streaming an interaction with a law enforcer there who lied about me, about my speed.
No.
Yeah, go figure, a cop lying. But it really, you know, it happened, and I knew for a fact that I wasn't going over the speed limit. He lied, and then he left me off with a warning. Which
Why
was
do you
so
think
nice
he did that?
Because I was video recording him.
No, no. Why do you think he would have lied about your speed?
I don't know.
Because cops lie.
To give me a ticket, because I wouldn't have to object. Here's how he phrases it. Yes, it was the state police.
Okay, so state police is the only organization that you can make an argument actually get the funding from the tickets here in New Hampshire.
That's true.
Because this is really important, and I think one of the best things about New Hampshire local police is they don't get the money for the
tickets.
That's
true. They're more likely to give a warning as a result of that.
Right.
The state police are less likely because they actually do collect and benefit, so it's actually a surprise that the statey did not give you a ticket.
So here's what he said. I clocked you going 72, and this is a 55. Mm. Why were you going so fast? I said, I don't answer questions. All right, I'll be right back. So he went back to his little thing, probably looked up my license and read, found everything's fine, and then came back with just a warning. And I think the reason is because he expected me to walk into his trap of confirming that I was speeding.
Right.
Like, he's setting up this scenario, asking me why I was speeding, and
Most
then if I answer in the affirmative, then I'm going to be admitting guilt here. Even if I didn't speed, I'll still be admitting guilt with him, and I don't want to do that on or off camera, so I certainly wasn't going to answer his question.
Well, here in New Hampshire, they still have radar as opposed to LIDAR, and this is a less precise form of measurement as far as speeds go. He could have clocked somebody near you, something, you know, sometimes vibrations will set it off, you know, streetlights and dragonflies and a variety of other things out there that will set them off. So it could be that he was mistaken as opposed to lying, but it's interesting that he gave you a warning.
I'd say it's more likely he was lying about it. Let's go to Tony on the South Shore of New Jersey. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark.
How you doing?
Hey, Tony.
Hey,
go ahead, sir.
My thing is that the young kids today are not really having real childhoods like I did. I wasn't interested in economy at 9 years old. I could care less about that.
Right. You weren't interested in what?
Economy?
I mean, kids today, if you have a conversation with a kid today, it's like talking to an adult. There's
really?
No
They're talking thing. About the economy? That's interesting. I guess I don't talk to many kids, so.
Well, next time you engage in a conversation with a kid, he'll play mental checkmate with you because he's like an adult. You can't. They can have a conversation with you, but there's no childhood. You know, when I was a kid, I wasn't interested in logical way of thinking. The crazier I was,
well, this
was,
doesn't sound like a bad thing to me. I mean, for kids to be interested in the economics, in logic, I mean, to me, this sounds desirable.
It's what about the aesthetic mentality? It's myopic. You're supposed to be interested in beauty. You know, when I was a kid, you know how long the day was for me? Like an eternity. It never ended. But a kid today is so structured, so regimentated. We have an inflexible mentality, and our culture makes people rigid, militant, and regimentated. That's not a healthy way for a young kid to develop a balanced mentality.
I agree that there can be way too many classes for kids. I think it can be difficult to sort of find balance in this because parents want kids to have, you know, different skill sets. There's, you know, no time like the present to learn them. Many times kids want these classes and that sort of thing. Like, for instance, my son, he has some classes that we'd like him to go to. He seems to have some interest in going to them. So, you know, there's some level of regimentation. But, I mean, any amount of class. Are there any amount of classes that are acceptable?
But how old is he?
He's 7.
okay, at 7 years old, he should be living in a world that you cannot live in, where he could explore all his incongruent ideas, as crazy as they are, because that's who makes him who he's going to become. That kind of incongruent thinking, which has nothing to do with logic. It has to do with playing.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You know, so the longer the kid could play in those worlds of fantasy, he's going to have plenty of time to get a decimal point in his head. But we want the kids for upward social mobility. We start training them too early, and they lose that magic of make-believe. It's so important for a young mind.
And you see this, Mark? I mean, you're the one here with a kid. I mean, you've got a 7-year-old son. He is homeschooled and unschooled, so maybe, you know, he's not really...
He gets a lot of this time that the caller is talking about.
Fantasy time, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he has plenty of time to sort of play on his own and that sort of thing. And then when, you know, when he gets an opportunity to play with friends, usually it's play dates at this point.
Does he strike you as a logical economist when you talk to him?
No, by no means. He has no clue what economics looks like. But, I mean, you know, he's seven.
But he plays with other kids. Do you see that with them? I mean, is Tony, like, totally blowing this way out of proportion? I don't know.
I think that there are a lot... There's a certain amount of kids out there that have so many classes, whether it's taekwondo and then off to piano and then off to this and that and the other, that they spend their lives in a class or in a car, and then they collapse into bed.
Mm-hmm.
They're so structured. Everything is structured. When I played as a kid, nobody supervised me. In fact, if an adult came, and we'd say, hey, mister, we're playing a game. Do you mind?
In our club. Get lost, buddy.
We made our own rules.
I think I'm understanding a little bit more of what you're saying right now. Like, it sounds to me like you're describing what has been called helicopter parenting, where the parent sort of hovers over their child and is constantly, you know, monitoring it and making sure that the child is as safe as possible and is wearing all their safety equipment and they're not talking to the wrong people and, you know, that kind of thing. Always worried. And the helicopter parenting thing became a term in reference to college students, where parents were going and doing this helicoptering at college, where they would call up the teachers if their son or daughter received a bad test grade or something like that, and, you know, berate the teacher on the phone or attend a job interview with their college age son or daughter. I mean, this is like, no, seriously, this happens. And so I think I see where you're coming from, but it's more of a parenting problem than anything else.
Have you
right?
noticed parking lots? Everybody has to park the car with the nose of the car in the same direction. If you park in the opposite direction, you're like a renegade. You park the wrong way. Everything is uniform.
Yeah. No, backing in is the only right way to park.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's way easier to get out that way.
I'm not a backer in. Nose first for me.
I'm with you on a lot of what you said there. Thanks for the call tonight. I think that what he's observing, though, is parenting issues, not necessarily that it's the kids or even necessarily the schools, but the parents.
When it comes to parking, there's nothing but, like, the pull-through. I mean, that's really awesome is when you can get that.
Right, then you go front in, but then you go front out. Right,
right. Your nose out because you've managed to pull all the way through.
That is the best way to park. Yeah. I agree. Yeah, I do that as often as I possibly can.
Derek J., you're not a fan of the pull through? Come on.
Yeah, I did that this morning. All right, we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at thederekj.com and freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
For over 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators to make high-quality, beautiful flooring affordable for everyone. Delivering this value means you get the floor you want at a low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices even more. This week at beautifully distressed click strand bamboo. It's easy to install, and now it's $229. That's about half what you'll pay at other stores. Plus, 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood for $169 and 12-month special financing. You trust our value. We value your trust. For quality hardwood, see the flooring experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.